We begin Siman Tes in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Hilchot Tzitzis. Sif Aleph Gedolah Mitzvah Tzitzis, the mitzvah Tzitzis is such a important mitzvah, Shrei Kosov, Shokla, V'Tolaba, Kola Mitzvahs Kulan. The Torah HaGedoysha connects all of the mitzvahs to the mitzvah of Tzitzis, Shenemar, and says that they're equivalent. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Risam Oysai, we see the Tzitzis, Uzachartim is coming to Hashem, and so do we remember all the mitzvahs of Hashem. Tzitzis, the word tzitzis is gematria, is the numerical equivalent of Tav Reish, 600. And then on the tzitzis, there are ches chutin, 8 strings, the heik sharim, and 5 knots, which is 13. Harei tayag equals 613, that we know that there's 613 mitzvahs. L'chein. Therefore, Tzar Kalish, Lias Nizah Shatir Lai Talis Cotton. Everybody should be careful to have a Talis Cotton. She Melubish by Kol Ayoim, that he should be wearing all day. And I saw that the Svarm suggests that every person should have a spare pair of tzitzis, because in case something happens to the pair that he's wearing, he has another one in reserve. Rasiya shall tzemer should be made out of tzemer rechelim loven, out of wool, white wool, ugadol kashir, with the proper size that we will be discussing. The size is gimel revi amma ba'irich. The length should be 3/4 of an amma, the chatzi amma roichev, and half amma in the width. The yeshayimrim that the shear is that it should be amal amma, a shear of an amma and amma. There's a difference in minig between Sfardim and Ashkenazim. Sfardim wear a tzitzis that are completely white, the beged, the garment, and Ashkenazim have black lines, whether it's on the talis gadol, they have black lines, or on the talis cotton, many of them have also a black line going in the along the width of the tzitzis. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch just spoke about the need that the tzitzis should be the proper shear. And besides for the need that the tzitzis should be the proper shear to fulfill the mitzvah properly, there's another concern that the Pais can discuss, and that is if you don't have the proper shear on the tzitzis, it may be considered, if you wear such tzitzis on Shabbos, since it's only something that you're wearing to fulfill the mitzvah, and if you're not fulfilling the mitzvah by wearing such tzitzis, it's not tzitzis, and therefore the halacha is that one has to be very careful, particularly on Shabbos, to wear tzitzis that are the right shear. Vayse shoysen is a talis cotton, continues the Shulchan Aruch. Those that make the talis cotton tefurim and tzadim, stitched together on the sides, tzrich lizor must be careful, shtia mikolza psucha roiv hanira leinayim. You have to have it open, mostly open on those sides. Vafilo aide kruasim leitochaber, it shouldn't be connected with loops, with snaps in any way. Gam ke yeko odom nizor. Everybody should also be careful. Shetiela tells God, but tzitzis shisata boy b'shas tefila, that he should wear tells Godel that he wears on when he davens. There's here too a difference in minhagim between Sfardim and Ashkenazim. Most Ashkenazim only put on the tells Godel when they get married. Sfardim put on the tells Godel even before. The meaning of the Ashkenazim, that they only put on the talis gadol after they get married, is based on what the Be'er Hetiv quotes the Maril. Because if we look in the Pasuk says, Gedilim Taslach, the Pasuk says that we should have tzitzis, and next Pasuk is, Ki Yikach Ish Isha. And only after that, they should, then the next Pasuk speaks about getting married. So we see the connection between marriage and putting on a tzitzis. The B'nai Yisoschar gives a different basis. He says the Gemara Masech the Kedushin Daf Chof Test on the base Chazia de la Para Sudra. He saw that this individual wasn't wearing a talis. Amalei my tama, why aren't you? and he said, "Delay l'sivna," because I'm not married, and therefore I'm not wearing. So we see that until they got married, they didn't wear a talis gadol. If you had it, furthermore, shatir like talis nor, that it should be a nice talis. It should be clean and not torn. And the Magen Avraham says that, of course, a person has to be more careful with a talis gadol, how it looks, than with talis cotton, because everybody sees that your talis gadol that you're wearing. And of course, also the halach is that a person, when he finishes wearing his talis, he should be careful to fold it up and put it in a way. He should put it in a way that's respectful. There is a minig that person should not sit on his talis. When he sits down and he's wearing his talis, he should pick it up in a way that he's not actually sitting on it. And then the Magen Avraham also quotes the Shelo HaKadosh, who says that a talis should have an atara. An atara means some sort of a mark on the head of the talis, where the head is versus where the bottom is. And the reason for this is based on a Yerushalmi in Masechta Shabbos. The Yerushalmi in Masechta Shabbos speaking about the kroshim, the beams that were used around the Mishkan, that keresh shezocha linosin betzofen loylan betzofen. Each beam was clearly marked that it should be clear where that keresh belongs. Here too, if a talis is just one big piece of material, so one could get confused what's today the top and what's today the bottom. In order to avoid such a situation, we make an atara that to show what is the top and what is the bottom. The Kain Kol HaMitzvos, and the Kutzer Shulchan Aruch says that this is not only halacha by tzitzis. The Kain Kol HaMitzvos tzorach la'asoyis behid b'chol ma'ad ha'efshar. All tzitzis should be made in such a fashion. The Ksiv, Ze Keli Van Veyu, for the Hashinan, we learn from this pasuk, Hesna Lefana B'mitzvahs, we should always beautify the mitzvahs. V'yadadik, and one should be careful, Liknois tzitzis Mish Neman, you should buy tzitzis from a reliable person, Shiyah B'tuach, that you can be confident, Shanasa B'tfiyo U'B'shizira, the Farish Lashma, that they were spun and woven, the strands of the tzitzis were spun and woven, Shema ukemitzvason, and they were done. They were made properly, v'yitiena aruchas kishir, with the proper length. Here we learn the halacha that tzitzis have to be made l'shma, and therefore the paiskim say that there are a number of questions that come up in the production of tzitzis because of this. One is that the people who make the tzitzis should be people who are adult B'nei Yisrael, who are competent to make a tzitzis l'shma. And another issue is the question if the tzitzis are made by machine. And the question here is, which is a question in other areas of halacha, if somebody is operating the machine and he says the l'shma, is that going to be satisfactory? The Mishnah Berura also points out, and this also is halacha that's relevant in other applications, that when the halacha is that the tzitzis has to be made l'shma, that it's not satisfactory just to think that I'm making them l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. I have to verbalize that I'm making it l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, which is relevant to wherever l'shma is required. And the basis of this question, part of the basis of this question, is connected to, we know that a carbon, if there's a machshava spigel, if there's an improper machshava, the carbon becomes possible. And the question is, does a carbon become possible only when one verbalizes that machshava, or thinking that machshava would make it possible as well? Sif Beis, Mishav Shaloi El Talis Pishtan, if somebody only could have a linen talis, Shiev Shalasa by Tzitzis Shal Tzemer, that then there will be a problem putting on that linen beged wool tzitzis. Mishum issa shatnas, we're not allowed to mix wool and linen. Yesh mishomer the yasa knafa shalor. He should make the corners of the tzitzis out of leather. Ubehen tzitzis shel tzemer, and on them put the wool tzitzis. Yesh cholkim alav shel asas kain. There are those that say that that's not the way to make tzitzis. Hanekef sif gimel shemachnisim by tzitzis, the hole in which we place the tzitzis, lo yerochik misvas habeged, should not be distant from the end of the garment, heim ba'orech heim ba'orecha, whether in the length or the width, yoisim mishloisha agdolim. V'yesh oimrim, and says the Kutu Shulchan Aruch, the agdolim are the thumbs. But we know the thumb gets trimmed, gets narrower to the top, at the top. And therefore, he says, when we think about a thumb, we think about the narrowest part of the thumb, the hand of Barosho, at the tip of the thumb, the Nochan Lach McCain, and that's the way one should make his tzitzis. Kilmala Mishlosha Gdolim, if you're going to be putting the tzitzis above that area, Lemikri Knafa Beged, the tzitzis has to be put on the corner. And putting it higher up is putting it on the beged, not on the knafa beged. Then also as a neck of lamal mishloshe gedolim. So if you made the hole to put the tzitzis in too high up, even though when you actually tie the tzitzis, moshech as a kesher, you tighten the knot or makmid min talis, and then you take off from the area of the talis. Achibar neck of Lamata, until at this point the hole is closer to the edge, become Makam Psula, that's not going to make the tzitzis kosher. Furthermore, if after somebody put the tzitzis into the corner, which is too high up from the bottom, Chata Benekev, he makes the hole larger. In order now that tzitzis is within three agdolim of the edge of the beged, psula, that is in kashim, shum tasav lemon osli. The halacha is that the tzitzis has to be put on a beged that's kosher at the time of the placing on the beged, not that it becomes kosher after you put the tzitzis on. V'loye hanek of karav l'sfas a beged, but the hole should not be that close. Even though we've learned now, says the Kutu Shulchan Aruch, that it should be close to the edge, it has also to be not too close to the edge, and the area, the amount of space from the middle joint on the thumb until the end of the nail is the minimum that there should be of a distance from the edge of the garment to the tzitzis. Because if you have it so low on the corner of the garment, it's not considered as if you put it on the kanaf at tzitzis, it's going to be considered as if you put it tachas a kanaf. But now says the Kutu Shulchan Aruch, if you began with a garment that has the proper dimension, Ella, just because of the meshichas a kasher, because you tie the tzitzis into the corner, nikmeta svas talis. So now it caused that the edge of the talis should get bunched up, vein by kashir, and now it's not the proper distance from the edge, become makam kashira, it's kosher. V'chutin, shem svas talis. Many people wear tzitzis that have fringes on the bottom of the talis, vein arugim, and they're not really woven into part of the garment. There's a question if they should be included when we measure the shear. And therefore, says the Kutu Shulchan Aruch, al kein tzrichim l'schachik misham kshadim kshir tzitzis, chotcha misham kshadim kshir tzitzis. Even if you have fringes, even if you have tzitzis on the bottom of your tzitzis, don't have fringes on the corner. Mektalis cotton, noigin ktsas. Some have the minig on the talis cotton. Lasa shnei in the kovim, not to have one hole and pass the tzitzis through that hole in order to tie the tzitzis. Rather, they make two holes, ze etzel ze, one next to each other, looks like a tseri, umachnisem b'shneim es tzitzis, and then when tying the tzitzis onto the talus cotton, you put the tzitzis into those holes, then teluyus al talus b'vechutz, and they're hanging on the talus from outside, not through, but because they're made that way, they're not through the hole, they're not through the beged, they're outside the beged. But the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that even though that's the preferable way of making the tzitzis, if somebody doesn't have tzitzis only that are made with one hole, of course he could and should wear those that beged.